Well, hello everyone. Welcome to Zany on the Air. It is May 17th, 2019, and I am ready to rock. I don't know about all you folks out there. Now, I know this is very last minute, but there's something I'd like you guys to know. There is a big event going on today for all you people who live in near me. If you live in the Chicagoland area or Northwest Indiana, I know this is a worldwide show, but you happen to live in those two areas, or if you live nowhere near there and you're just the type of person who has a lot of time on their hands and a lot of money to travel, I know not many people do that, but there's people out there that exist, out there that do that. They will drive hours on end just to go see something and then go back home. So I guess that applies to you too if you happen to be listening. You hear that, man from Florida? So if you're listening, man from Florida, although I don't think you could drive that fast from Florida, but if you happen to own a helicopter or a small jet plane, there is a big show tonight. I've prolonged this long enough. This big show that I've been building up is in Homewood, Illinois, folks. Which is, like I said, it's near the Chicagoland area. It's in the Chicagoland area. And it's very close to the Northwest Indiana area. And it is called the Feast. Maybe not the Feast. Feast of the Goat Queen Horus Bottle Release. Why is it called that? Well, because they're releasing their Horus Bottle, which is a 14% Imperial IPA. And it's supposed to be something else. And it is now 3:20 p.m. and this show starts at 4 p.m. And actually, by the time I release this, it'll probably be 3:45 or something like that. But luckily, this show, it may be starting at 4 p.m., but it goes all the way till 1 a.m., folks. And there will be live music. Who's playing this live music, you may ask? Well, there will be music performances by The Tomblands, A.M. Howler, Hot Dogs Half Off. Not to be biased, but that is my cousin's band, and that's actually the main reason I'm advertising this. So yeah, might be a little biased there, but. And we also have Marcos and Neil with them. Again, live music performances by The Tomblands, A.M. Howler, Hot Dogs Half Off, Marcos and Neil with them. I have never heard them, other folks, but they're probably amazing. And I can guarantee, even though I missed the first few shows of my cousin's band, from what I've heard and what I've seen from videos and song audio clips, they put on a good show. And it is something else. I mean, we're talking costumes, lighting, everything. It's amazing. Also, we have fire spinning. We have live goats. And food trucks. Gotta admit, that's the main reason I'm going next to Hot Dogs Half Off. And if they weren't going to be there, the food trucks might be the thing that would get me there next. And then we have more. That's right, folks, more. That's unspecified what that more is, but if you already have fire spinning, live goats, food trucks, and some amazing groups playing, I imagine the more is pretty intriguing as well. So you may want to get in there. That's today, 4 p.m., all the way till 1 a.m. And that's the Feast of the Goat Queen Horse Bottle Release. Again, that's a 14% Imperial IPA. And, oh, by the way, the more that they've unspecified here is supposed to melt your brain. So, if that doesn't give you some kind of idea of what you're in for, folks. Now, that's in Homewood, Illinois. And, well, you can Google that and get yourself to Homewood, Illinois tonight from 4 p.m. to 1 a.m. Or if you haven't already Googled in the time that I've been blabbing here, you can go to Rabid Brewing. Yeah, how can you Google when I didn't tell you the name of the place yet? And Rabid Brewing, the address is 17759 Brett's Drive, Homewood, Illinois. 60430 zip code. All right, folks. Rabid Brewing. If you missed the address, Google it. Rabid Brewing, Homewood, Illinois. That's tonight. 4 p.m. to 1 a.m. Again, we got there's some great music playing there tonight. And food trucks and fire spinning and live goats and all kinds of stuff. 4% Imperial IPA. It's the premiere, folks. That's some good stuff right there. So, anybody who's anybody is going to be there. So, hopefully I don't get kicked out. And, what can I say? I highly recommend this show. I'm going to go there and going to film it. And it should be fun. Should be fun, folks. Again, this is Zany on Air. And while I got you here, since we're on the since we're talking about things happening, did any of you know about Patton Oswalt? He's playing at the Genesee Theater tonight in Waukegan. That's right. Tickets are $37.50 all the way up to $67.50. And, yeah. Not to try and take people away from the other show, but Patton Oswalt, he's hilarious. And that's, yeah, the Genesee Theater, Waukegan, Illinois. It's also Chicagoland area. 8 p.m. $37.50 ain't bad. Yeah, that's something to keep in mind. Tomorrow, folks, there's all kinds of things going on. In Whiting, Indiana, right next door to me here, we have 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. There's a Whiting Farmers Market. This just starting tomorrow, but it's going all the way from May through October. Tomorrow's their first one, and it's from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday, May 18th. Got your one, the next one's May 25th. Then you got June 1st. Then you got June 8th, 15th, 22nd, 29th. You get the picture. From May all the way through August, every weekend, looks like you got the Whiting Farmers Market, 8 a.m. sharp, from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. It should be good, folks. It says here on Facebook, they want you to join them, the 2019 Farmers Market. And rain or shine, they'll be there, offering all of your fresh veggies, fruits, cheese, flowers, and much more. Items vary by season. Join them every Saturday from May 4th to October 26th. Excludes Saturday, July 27th and October 12th due to scheduled events. So keep that one in mind, folks. So don't go there those days. And you need to call someone for more information. It says they got a number here, 659-7700. If you're from around the area, you already know the area code. And all right, so once again, the Whiting, Indiana, 2019 Farmers Market from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. starting tomorrow, Saturday, May 18th. Be there or be square. And rain or shine, fresh veggies, fruits, cheese, flowers, and much more. Items vary by season. They had me at cheese, though, folks. They had me at cheese. So, if I do find my way there, it will be for cheese. I promise you that, folks. But you go there for what you want. Also, tomorrow, at Soldier Field, where the Chicago Bears play, Chicago, Illinois, we have a Bark in the Park going on, folks. It's celebrating its 25th year of Bark in the Park. Starts at 9 a.m. sharp till 1 p.m. Bark in the Park is presented by Canis Body Works and the Anti-Cruelty Society. Once again, that's from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Bark in the Park, Soldier Field, Chicago, Illinois. Celebrating its 25th year, Bark in the Park. And they want you to come for the walk and stay for the party. Chicago's original dog party features a 2.5-mile walk with or without your furry friend. Or your dog, too. Free pet product samples. Free food and drinks. Nice. Craft beer tent. Doggy massages. Nail trims. Canine agility course. Doggy demonstrations. Family-friendly activities. Live music. Games and more. Stop by the Canis Body Works tent where they'll have a talented team of professional therapists and advanced students offering canine massages for your pups. I'm going to do that one day, by the way, folks. Tickets are $40 for adults in advance, $45 day of, children ages 3 to 12, $10. Children under 3 and dogs are free. Sounds fun, folks. Just another thing going on. There's a lot going on tomorrow, I tell you. You got the Farmers Market in Whiting. You got the Bark in the Park at Soldier Field. And, oh, hey, did I mention? Right here in Hammond, Indiana, folks, my hometown, we got Scott Smith's All Animal Expo at the Hammond Civic Center. The Hammond Civic Center is located on Soul Avenue. Google it, folks. 5825 South Soul Avenue, Hammond, Indiana. Doors are open for All Animal Expo at 10 a.m. They are open till 3 p.m. $5 admission, 11 years and up. Kids 10 and under, free with paid adult. Free parking, food available on site, ATM available on site. And you can visit them, folks, at Facebook and Instagram at All Animal Expo. Hashtag All Animal Expo. Hey there, do you like baseball? Do you like the Chicago White Sox? Well, tomorrow is Family 4-Pack, folks, presented by Country Financial. 4 tickets, 4 drinks, 4 hot dogs, 4 chips, starting at $49 from 1:10 p.m. to 4:10 p.m. at Guaranteed Rate Field in Chicago, Illinois. Take the family to a game just for $49 total. Holy smokes, that is a deal, folks. I'm telling you, the things going on tomorrow are endless. I don't know where to go or what to do because there's so much to choose from. Next, we have tomorrow, May 18th, also 2019, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Spring Out Blues Concert featuring Mojo Morganfield. This is at the Sunset Hill Farm County Park, Valparaiso, Indiana. Special post-festival blues concert at 4 p.m. at the Sunset Hill Farm Amphitheater. This is a public event presented by Porter County Parks and Recreation and Sunset Hill Farm County Park. That's located at 775 Meridian Road, Valparaiso, Indiana. Come for the festival, stay for the concert. The 2019 Spring Out to Sunset Festival will include a special post-festival blues concert. Tickets to the concert are $10 per person. Children 12 and under are free. Headlining is Joseph Mojo Morganfield, son of legendary blues musician Muddy Waters. Holy smokes, that is amazing. Local artists James Guetta and Jack Whittle will open. Nice. Gates open at 3:30 for the show. Music begins at 4 p.m. Tickets are on sale now at PorterCountyParks.org/spring concert. If you're coming early for the festival, please note there's an additional entrance fee of $5 per car, which does not apply if you're going only to the concert. Additional info about the festival part of the day can be found at PorterCountyParks.org/spring out. Bitches. That's right, folks. The son of Muddy Waters. Wow, I just might want to go to that instead of the other stuff. Wow, that sounds awesome. I love me some Muddy Waters and I love me some blues. Oh, but wait, folks, there's still more. In Noblesville, Indiana, tomorrow, we have The Who moving on. That's right, folks, The Who in Noblesville, Indiana. And that starts at 6 p.m. The legendary Who, part of the Big British Invasion. You know, right there, The Who is right there next to the Stones and the Beatles. One of the big ones, folks. Those are your top three right there. Best-selling and most well-known to this day. From the 60s all the way till now. You got Beatles, the Stones, and the Who. There were plenty of other great ones. Turtles. You know what I'm saying. The Zombies. You get what I'm saying. Although, I think the Turtles are from America. Anywho, we got The Who moving on. Noblesville, Indiana, at the Ruoff Home Mortgage Music Center. Tickets are on sale as of today, 10 a.m. The Who Fan Club presale was on the 16th. Whoops. VIP package, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, if you'd like to see The Who, tickets are $53 all the way to $314. Or if you're in the mood for some good old-fashioned classic punk groups, we have The Queers, The Usuals, and The Turtles. Not The Turtles, but The Turtles. And Sleeping Under 47, brought to you by Put It Here Productions in Elgin, Illinois. This is from 7 p.m. to 11:59 p.m., May 18th. It's a great night of music, featuring Queers with The Usuals, The Turtles, and The Sleeping Under 47. Not The Sleeping Under 47. This Sleeping Under 47. This is, of course, an all-ages event, and you must have a valid ID if you're 21 and over and wish to purchase alcohol. The doors are at 7 p.m., and the show starts at 8. Legit Dogs and Ice is open for business as usual. Come down early and grab yourself some dinner. Legit Dogs and Ice, 51 S Grove in downtown Elgin. Two blocks off the second metro stop. Stop if you're taking the train from Chicago. Nice. There's another cool idea. Just a few train rides away. All right. But wait, I still see more. Holy smokes. I seriously don't know where to go tomorrow, folks. There's so much going on. It's all amazing. We have a tribute to AC/DC, which is one of my all-time favorite groups, tomorrow, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. This is one of the closer events to me, actually. So this is probably higher up on my list here. At the Hobart Art Theater in Hobart, Indiana. Tribute to AC/DC, Little Lover. From 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Tickets are only $10. Yes, this is looking very likely on my list here. I'd say so far it's between this and the farmer's market. But the farmer's market's during the day, so I could probably do both. All right. And like I said, tickets are $10. Hobart, Indiana, Hobart Art Theater. Join them for Little Lover, a tribute to Bon Scott era of AC/DC. Folks, that's the first singer they had that passed away. The one that the Back in Black album was a tribute to him. This show is for all ages, 21 and up. Drink with a valid ID. Doors open at 6, show begins at 8, general admission, no refunds, no exchanges. Or perhaps you'd like to see classic local group M&R Rush from the Chicagoland area at 115 Bourbon Street, Marionette Park, Illinois. 8 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. tomorrow. They are thankful they're still here writing music and making music in 2019 with all the original members, and they don't take it for granted, and they enjoy every minute of it still right now. That is awesome. They are proud of the fact that they're actually playing and singing everything you hear. All right. They're still writing music in the style of classic rock, although... Jeez. Although the music and the music industry have changed greatly over the years, they still make their music in the style of classic rock. They haven't swayed any. So please come hear how they still are true to their roots. Nice. Perhaps R&B is more your thing. At the Concord Music Hall tomorrow, R&B only, Chicago, Illinois, at the Concord Music Hall, 8:30 p.m. to 12 a.m. Don't let somebody else secure your spot. Get tickets at the link below before they sell out. Well, look at, you guys could look it up on Facebook. R&B only. Look up R&B only on Facebook if you're interested in that. It's at the Concord Music Hall in Chicago, Illinois, 8:30 p.m. to 12 a.m., May 18th. There is so much going on tomorrow. It is ridiculous, folks. I think we finally covered everything, though. Wow, I can't believe it. Now, let's talk about Sunday. The one and only thing I have in my events list for Sunday, May 19th. Sunday drip and donut for $3 at Sip Coffee House number 2 in Highland, Indiana. 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday, May 19th, 2019. Again, that's at the Sip Coffee House number 2 in Highland, Indiana. It's called Sunday Drip and Donut for $3, and that sounds pretty amazing, folks. The early bird gets the donut, $3 while supplies last. Go check it out, folks. I think I might be there. You just might see me. Ain't that a pleasure? So, basically, this is what my show was about today. Just wanted to get the word out on the large slew of events going on tonight and tomorrow. Tonight, Friday, May 17th, 2019. Tomorrow, Saturday, May 18th, 2019. I mainly wanted to let you guys know, if you're from the Chicagoland area or any surrounding close by area, especially the Northwest Indiana area, like myself. Or, as I said earlier, if you're that rare person that likes to travel hours on end, miles away, just to go to a special event and then drive back home, well, this might be for you as well. There's a large slew of events going on. I just named them all for you. If I missed anything, please let me know. If you want me to advertise something for you, please let me know. You can email me at gwilliamzany, S-Z-A-N-Y, at gmail.com. Let your voice be heard, folks. I want any kind of mail you feel like sending. If you want me to read a poem on the air, send it. If you want me to tell someone about a book you have coming out or an event you have coming up to sell something, or heck, I don't know. You're trying to catch up with some old schoolmates and you don't know how to get in touch with them. Let me know, and I'll try and get their attention on the air here. That's what this is about, folks. Zany on the air. I am on the air for you. And usually we're pretty zany around here. Pretty silly, pretty goofy, pretty crazy, pretty zany. Pretty literally zany. But today is a little more serious tone. Just letting you know the goings on this weekend. Sunday is just that one thing in Highland, though, so not a tough choice on that one. But tonight and tomorrow, pretty tough choices. Though, you know, being tonight being my cousin's band, a little biased on that one. So that one ain't a real tough decision on my part. Tomorrow's a tough one. Just everything sounded so amazing. You got the Bark in the Park, you got the Farmer's Market, you know, which one do you go to? Or do you go to the Civic Center, you know, the doggy thing there? This all sounds so cool. It's like, what do you do? And then, got AC/DC Tribute, Little Lover, you got the son of Muddy Waters playing. I mean, come on. How do you choose between this stuff? You got R&B only. You got legendary punk groups. You know, starring the Queers is a great legendary punk group right there. Just so much, folks. I don't even know where to begin. You got The Who. Wow. Where do you start? I don't know. But that's why I'm going to leave it up to you. And, yeah, I can't believe I spent an entire show on just these upcoming events. But, hey, why not? But I'm going to leave you folks with, I decided this season, it may be a little egotistical of me, I guess, maybe, narcissistic. But screw it. I've decided I'm going to start playing some of my music that I recently released. Some that I released a while ago too, but mostly recently. I released a lot of music between December 2018 until now, May 2019. I've released a whole lot of music, officially released. And just want to get the word out there, and I figure, hey, not that, I mean, I have friends, I have people who support me, I have people who probably, I'm not going to say I don't have people that would be willing to spread the word, but if you're not going to plug yourself, who's going to plug you? That's why I'm going to start plugging myself, folks, and I figure the more I plug myself, the more others will start willing to follow suit and plug me as well. So without further ado, I'm going to present you with one of my songs. This little ditty about Jack and Diane, two American kids. No, not really. I'm stalling for time, folks, if you couldn't tell. But in all reality, this next song I'm about to play for you is called Cell Phone Signal, and it's from my 3-track single, The Death Metal Blues. And, so yeah, check it out, Cell Phone Signal, and I'm going to just leave that here for you, and have a good day, folks. Try and make it out tonight. It's actually 4:20 right now, and it started at 4, but it goes till 1 a.m., so hopefully we're going to catch my cousin, and hopefully you guys will catch it too, or catch one of the other events I told you about. Here we go. Cell phone signal. Have a good one, folks.